Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Candy wrappers, screaming baby, sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. It gets better every year. Coming to you from the Traverse City Film Festival in Traverse City, Michigan! Hang on, I gotta make an adjustment here. Oh, Jesus! This is like Festivus. Feats of strength. Oh, that felt good. Oh, it feels so good to finally get it where you want it. Like, am I the only festival goer that's just tired of the sponsors having seats that they get roped off that just end up empty? Come on, sponsors. You don't listen to this podcast, but if you did, you rich people. Come to give somebody a call when you're not going to use your seats. That's what I say. But other than that, oh my God, what an amazing festival. It's Wednesday, July 27th, 2016, day 2 of the Traverse City Film Festival. And I know a lot of people at the festival might come out to see something without necessarily, that's the best way to see movies at the festival. Just go, take your chances, see what happens. So there might be people here tonight that are like, I don't know what Doug Loves Movies podcast is, but I'm going to go because there's a buzz in town and people are walking around with a bunch of weird signs. So my question is, for those of you that don't worry about it if you don't listen to the podcast, but who here has a name tag situation? That is a nice name tag turnout, and I'm glad to see there are none in the balcony because you probably wouldn't get picked. So it worked out pretty good. Dust Independence Day, I like it. Attack of the Kelly Tomatoes, that's a good one. Dan Andreas, you can't fault that one. Your name is Dom, and you're Dom Minions. Yeah, there you go. Have I seen that one before? You showed it to me on Twitter. That is correct. I was just testing you. What does the Jurassic Park one say? Jurassic Mark?
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. Please leave the auditorium. You know there's a movie called Nick of Time, right? Don't have to Photoshop shit with that movie. Oh, this one's really complicated. What's going on here? Oh, I thought you were like, here's my name tag, and then you just hold up a camera. Bach to the Future?
Yeah.
And you've got Bach the composer, a doll of him on there?
Jesse.
Okay, we'll talk about that later. There's no guarantees that there's anybody up here named Jesse tonight. But what's this obsession with Bach? Is your name Bach?
Yeah.
Your first name?
No.
No. Of course not. My first name is Beethoven. So Bach is your last name, B-A-C-H.
Yep.
And what's your first name?
Matt
Bach. Why did you get a picture of Andy Griffith? Do you get it? He laughed and he didn't even get it. There was this show on TV called Matlock, starring Andy Griffith.
Is that a movie?
Oh, good point. You really showed me. Matlock is not a movie. I wish it would have been. That would have been great, Matlock the movie. Thank you. You can put them down now. Thank you, everybody, for bringing name tags. And all of those folks are going to have an opportunity to potentially win some prizes at the end of the show. But so if you didn't bring a name tag, don't feel bad, because the prize is just this bag of shit. This bag of garbage. Doug plugs later tonight. Who's coming to my interruption later tonight? State Theater. We're going to interrupt Kisses for My President. Or is it Kisses from My President? I think it's four. Kisses for My President. And it is a movie from 1964 starring Fred McMurray, who everybody loves from the Flubber movies. And he was the absent-minded professor. And he was also the dad on My Three Sons. And he stars in a movie that I have never seen. Or I certainly, maybe I'll remember it once I start watching it, but where it takes place in 1964, and a woman becomes president, and he's the first man. And the whole comedy is just about how crazy it is that a woman would be president. And so Michael Moore picked that movie to show tonight, and I said, okay, it's your festival. And so I didn't mean to bring you guys down. Some of you seem really fired up that you're going tonight. I think it'll be hilarious. I hope it's hilarious, but I'm just saying I don't know what that movie is. And then Friday night, in honor of it being Donald Trump's favorite movie, we're going to interrupt Bloodsport. Yeah. JCVD. And speaking of interruptions, I'm going to interrupt The Rock in San Francisco on Saturday, August 13th at 4:20. DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. From the corrections department, we correct some things sometimes from previous episodes. From the corrections department, let's see. It's Now You See Him, Now You Don't. Not Now You See Me, Now You Don't. Drew Barrymore was in Batman Forever. Not Batman and Robin. And Drew Barrymore is not in Chef. I'm so glad we were able to clear that up, because people are upset, and I believe in unity rather than division. I believe in adding rather than division. When it comes to math, the simpler the better. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Past and future Doug Lowe's Movies guest Ken Jennings tweeted, I wouldn't vote for Donald Trump if he was running against the child catcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I was worried I couldn't get through that one without laughing, because you have to say Chitty Chitty, Chitty Bang Bang. This has been Tweet Relief, classic kids movie edition. Let's see what's in the prize bag, you guys. Someone's going to win this. Someone's going to get this stuff. I called this shit earlier, but it's stuff. It's straight up stuff. This festival's so nice to me. They always give me a ton of great things that I like can't even use. Like, for instance, one free week of Yen Yoga and Fitness over at Yen Yoga and Fitness on Front Street. I'm here to watch movies, not to get fit. But only one person can use this. They're very strict about that on this thing. A lovely photograph of, I assume, somewhere in the area. And I also assume by an area photographer, yes, Diane Budzniowski. Budzniowski. Yeah, and so that's a beautiful picture. And then, oh, this is a fun gift certificate. It's good for 1 6-inch pie at the Grand Traverse Pie Company. Those are good, right? Yeah. Speaking of good, here's a cookie from Fresh Coast. Also delicious, but they're for dogs. Every year I give these away after the first year where I drunkenly ate mine. I just saw cherry chews, and they just look like little biscuits that have a nice icing on them. And so I ate them right up. So I'm not making that mistake anymore. And, I drank a whole jar of this last year. That was a bad idea. Famous cream mustard. No, I didn't. I don't like mustard, so that's why I'm giving that away. Well, this is another fun one. It's fudge. A little piece of fudge. I wish I could read the name of the place it's from. Where? Murdoch's? Murdoch's fudge?
Yeah.
Okay.
My name's Murdoch. You want some fudge?
No thanks, Murdoch. I'm good, Murdoch. A koozie that I don't understand what it's promoting. Some marijuana rolling papers that say Viceland on them. I got high in the Viceland bus at Comic-Con, so thanks to them. And a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. And that's just the stuff that I brought. My guests will also have prizes for the bag, so let's get them out here. Let's give a big, warm Traverse City welcome to Jesse Pasternak, Amy Smart, and Jeff Tate. Jeff was okay.
Thank you.
That's great. They all got fans. I love this photographer. He's very brazen. He's like walks over and says, "Hey Jesse, I'd like to get your attention for a photograph. We're making a podcast here, man."
Yeah, it's all audio.
Yeah.
Respect the medium.
Let's respect our first time guest. We've got to talk to her immediately. Amy Smart is here, everybody. Completely shanghaied and bamboozled, because when she was asked if she wanted to do a movie podcast, she thought it would be, you know, like in a room somewhere with headphones and microphones.
Yeah.
And no audience. And you wouldn't have to compete in film-related games against a comedian and a film historian.
And me.
I said comedian. Yeah, I get it. I got what you did. So thank you so much, Amy, for just walking into this trap.
I'm here to rally.
Yeah. I think you're going to do great because we all love you from all the movies you've been in. You're a big movie star. And you also love Traverse City. You summer here.
I do.
Yeah, that's neat.
This is the best city ever. Love it. It's a good break from L.A.
Yeah, it's a perfect getaway from L.A. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's similarly warm. You know what I mean? So you don't have to change it. You just bring the same clothes you were wearing out there. And,
yeah.
Everyone here is so nice. Like, when you're walking down the street in L.A., people aren't going to say hi like they do here. Because here they say hi like they don't want anything from you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hi, hi, and you're like, they recognize me or not? You know? No, they're just nice.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, nice people here.
Yeah, and you've got a movie that's playing on, I want to get this right, it's Friday at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
At one of the venues here. Do you know which one?
At Lars.
Lars Hochstad.
Hochstad.
Yeah, the gymnasium that's amazing, but it's got an amazing theater in it. And so that's Friday. And what's the movie called?
It's called Sister Cities.
We already talked about it backstage. I still can't remember it. It's one of those ones that just doesn't stick for me. Sister Cities, what's it about?
Yeah, it's about these four sisters who come together for their mother's funeral. And it takes place over a weekend, and it's the dysfunction and drama and the whole crazy relationship that they all share.
Chekhovian, I think they call it in the program guide.
It is Chekhovian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not based on Chekhov.
No.
Just more like a modern story of
version.
Four sisters, like we added a sister.
Yeah. That's what modernizes
Chekhov?
It.
Chekhov, the guy from Star Trek?
That... Jeff, don't be dumb. He passed away recently. Oh, no, that wasn't... That was... I get that wrong all the time. I'm terrible with Star Trek names. Oh, I was right that time. Still a terrible joke to make about a great actor that I miss very much, who I think is in a movie here at the festival, or he's got something coming out. Oh, yeah, Star Trek. So...
Little indie film.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm excited to see your film, Amy, and thanks again for being here.
Thank you.
And let's meet the other fellas on the panel, starting directly on my left. You know him, you love him. One person yelled out for him, even though he's an adult man, yelling at a 20-year-old. It's Jesse Pasternak, everybody.
Thank you.
Third appearance on this show in as many years, or I should say more, because you do it in New York as well, because you hail in New York.
Yep.
You come to Traverse City to moderate film discussions after the movies here at the festival, and you also attend school in Bloomington, Indiana.
Yep, your mom calls it Bloomies.
That's right. I was going to say it if you didn't. And
sorry.
No, it's all good. We're like a great team. Really working together well. And how's school going?
Oh, it's been going great. I actually was recently in London with a school program. We were there for 3 weeks just studying screenwriting. It was awesome. Oh, sorry, I missed something.
Now, when they do screenwriting in England, do they write from the other side of the road?
Yep, and there are U's where you don't expect U's to be, so... Take it a little bit of an adaptation.
All right. Yeah. And I heard you're turning 21 this December.
I am.
And then you'll go back to school for your last semester, or you'll have another year after that?
Another year after that.
Because you know that's quite a party school that you've chosen.
Yeah.
And you're not a partier, really.
Yeah, I wish someone had told that to me. I only learned that, like, halfway through the year, so, like, oh.
I would have told you that! Or didn't you see the movie Breaking Away?
Oh, yeah.
The students are very mean to the locals.
Cutters.
Locals are the heroes. The Cutters, yeah. They're the heroes in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Not those fucking... what
the
you
worst.
Are. Not student like you.
Yeah.
Jerk that just comes to town and doesn't like their partying ways.
Never describe me better, Doug. It's me to a T.
I heard you tried to outlaw dancing at the school.
Well, I did until this kid wouldn't stop dancing and talking about how Footloose's style was.
Oh, shit. Came right back at me. Kept talking about how Footloose's style was.
That movie
speaking of people with Footloose style, what do you got to say?
That Footloose would have been crazy if it was just everybody was in that town and then Lithgow moved there and was like, no dancing. Like, that's what the movie was about. Hey, I don't like what you guys are up to. I'm not from here, but lock it down.
It's crazy enough as it is, because kids die from drunk driving and they go, we got to stop the dancing. Dancing leads to alcohol. No! The boys aren't dancing unless they're drunk first. Jeff Tate is here, everybody.
Nobody died from drunk driving the whole time dancing was outlawed. It's a good point.
That is a good point.
I'm just pointing out that when dancing was allowed, people died from drinking and driving. Then they outlawed dancing, nobody dies from drinking and driving. And then they let dancing happen again, the whole town's dead now.
Yeah, because the movie ends with them just at the dance. You have no idea how many fatalities there were because they were dancing. They don't even have a moment where it seems like they're sneaking in booze or anything. They just want to fucking dance. They want it so bad. And then they're so good. Some of the kids at the dance are like popping and locking. It's like, how did you learn that if your dancing is outlawed?
It would have been great if they showed the dance and then like 20 minutes into the dance, everybody's like, oh yeah, we hate dancing.
Just cut to the dance and they're all, the guys are on one side of the room, girls on the other side of the room, and they're all wishing they could go home, and there's people drinking and smoking weed out in the parking lot. No dancing. Alright, you guys, here's the thing that Amy got roped into this, so she doesn't know about all the particulars of what's about to happen. So we're going to try to gently talk her through everything.
Thank you, Doug.
I think you're going to do great.
Okay.
I think you're going to nail it. But the first thing you need to know is that your people, or whoever said yes for you, or whoever asked you.
Okay.
It was a direct question, right? One person from this festival said, will you do this thing?
Yeah.
And I told her, I was like, tell her to bring something for the prize bag. And these are the first time you're hearing those words, right? Prize bag?
Yeah.
So what did you bring?
I brought Bridesmaids DVD.
That is so nice of Jesse to give up half of his prize contribution. He's such a good boy.
Aww.
And I know you're not in Bridesmaids, but you're probably a fan, right?
Yeah.
Sure, it's a great movie. So why don't you sign it? So they get an Amy Smart signed copy of Bridesmaids. That'll be a one-of-a-kind item.
That is true.
Unless you go nuts and just show up at Walmart and start signing away.
Do you think I should open the package?
I think so, because I think they sign better that way.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to go.
Sign it on the cellophane so they can't open it.
Yeah. It's a collectible. Don't touch it.
Enjoy not watching this if you want to preserve my signature.
Wait, I thought of this joke a minute ago. It's always a bridesmaid's DVD, never the bride on DVD. Right? That's a movie, right?
The Bride was Sting and Jennifer Beals.
Yeah, yeah. See? You guys were wrong. That was a great joke. You fucked it.
Clancy Brown as the monster.
Can I ask a real, just a quick...
Please, yeah. Whatever you got.
Why are the house lights still on?
Oh, they might have turned them up for the... When I said, can I see the name tags? Or they just like to leave them up. I don't know which way that... Oh. Now I'm in the shadows. And very comfortable. Thank you guys also for being here tonight, because you could be watching Wayne's World outside by the water... For free, yeah. There's a couple people disappointed. If you can hurry, you can catch the part where there's some sort of inevitable conclusion that doesn't really matter. It's just a fun movie, but you get lots of choices here of things to do, and so we appreciate you coming out. Jeff, what do you have for the prize bag?
Oh, I got all my stuff.
You brought all your stuff?
No, I brought my three things.
It looks like it's full of, like, laundry.
No. Well, it's because it's a laundry bag. I got my hat that says, Make Jeff Tate Again. That's my slogan.
Would you mind if I made Bake America? Or
Not at all, Doug. Do whatever you think is...
Bake America Again? I screwed it up.
Make America Baked Again?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, go.
I won't do it.
You can.
What else you got there in your armpit?
I have my shirt. That's like, no, I know. This one is, hang on. No, I know, it's big.
The
guy that made them was like, I have a couple left, you could just have them. And there was like two triple extra larges and an extra small. So those are the three I have. So if you're some kind of freak, I guess I got a shirt for you.
and a copy of...
You know, whoever wins the prize bag will just win it, and they'll have to give it to her free.
One size fits all. CD, Jeff Tate again. There we go.
I'm done. Awesome. And Jesse, what do you got?
Well, today is Norman Lear's birthday. There's a documentary about him.
How old is he now?
94, I think.
I think he's up there, yeah.
Yeah.
Still wearing that same hat, though.
Yeah.
He committed to that hat like 40 years ago.
Yeah, it's the hat's birthday today, too, so doubly special. And I brought his autobiography. Even this I get to experience. So if you see the movie on Friday and think, oh, I want to hear more about The Night They Raided Minsky's, or, oh, I'd like to hear more about Mary Hartman, here's where you go.
There's no 20-year-old on this planet other than you that's talking about Mary Hartman. You're a very special young man.
Thank you.
And thank you for bringing that. Here, Jeff, can you pass all the prizes down to me to put in the bag? And
I did already.
I'm like holding them in my hand. Jeff, when are you going to give me the prizes? I need you to pass them to me. I just meant bring me the bridesmaids. Oh, that's so... And you put a little heart on there, too. That's very sweet. That's terrific. And it's the unrated version, too. Yeah, two more additional minutes of street shitting. I think of jokes sometimes. So anyway, Jeff, Tate, what's the last movie you saw? We saw it together. No, you saw one this afternoon with me. Well, which one was that?
That one was... it was called My Internship in Canada. And it's in French. I fucking read the whole thing and it was hilarious. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it's really fun, but that's not the last movie we saw.
It was the last movie I saw, right?
Well, no, because then we went over to the other place, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, that one. Oh, wait, what was that one called? Listen, I want to talk. I watched Band of Robbers and that movie is fucking awesome. It's on Netflix. And
Jeff, you're at a film festival. Try to focus.
I remember the name of the Band of Robbers movie.
But what was the movie we just watched together today?
Funny guy and a folk hero.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. And we've seen like four movies so far. I've seen five. You've seen four.
I've seen four.
And what are you looking forward to seeing?
Hell or High Water.
A Western with Jeff Bridges and...
Chris Pine. Ben Foster.
Yeah.
That's
good,
it.
Good cast.
No women, apparently.
One of the few things here that doesn't either feature women or was in fact made by women this year at the festival. There's a weird laugh over there from some guy. Are you a Ghostbusters hater?
And worst comes to worst, Paul Feig.
And I loved it.
What's that?
I saw Ghostbusters and I loved it.
Oh, okay. Again, we're at a film festival. Settle down. Keep focused.
That Infinitely Polar Bear, I saw that was last
night. Yeah, last night.
Yeah, that one was very...
That's so good.
That's powerful. That'll fucking stick with you. Also, that guy smoked a lot. Like, every scene started with him clicking that Zippo. Click.
Yeah, he smoked so much he turned green eventually. Mark Ruffalo humor for anyone who picked up on that. Amy, what's have you seen anything yet since you since the festival started?
Well, I did see Infinitely Polar Bear, which I thought was so good.
Isn't it great? Zoe Saldana's so great in that.
Yeah, and that last
the kids
scene.
Are so good.
Oh man, that last scene. Did anyone see it here?
Yeah.
Ah. Oh.
I got a little weepy
a
at the end
jerker.
There. Yeah, it's really good.
I was like bawling.
And did you see something today?
I saw Citizen Kane today.
Oh, what's that about?
I don't know, Rosebud. What is it about?
Oh, no spoilers!
I've never seen Citizen Kane.
Today is your chance. Instead, you saw a movie you don't even remember.
Yeah.
Is there anything you're looking forward to aside from Sister Cities?
Yeah, I'm going to see a documentary called C-Word tomorrow, and then I'm going to see Wiener.
Wait. C, the letter C.
Yeah.
The C-Word.
Yes.
What's like, that about?
Trump?
Cancer.
Oh! I thought it was going to be some. The answer would be more fun.
I can tell.
But like, why don't like they call it the other C word?
What are you thinking, Doug?
Cats.
I thought they finally made a movie of cats. But that sounds, I'm sure, like, that's the thing is, I appreciate that you're going into it, like, you know what it's about, and it sounds like it's going to be very heavy, but there really are some movies here that can change your life. I saw a movie today about a female all-lady basketball team, and now I've decided I'm going to become a lady basketball player. It's called The Pistol Shrimps, if you get a chance to check that out. What about you, Jesse? I know you got a big answer loaded up.
Yeah, well, I recently saw Women Who Kill. I did a Q&A for that. It's this sort of crime, lesbian crime comedy set in Brooklyn. And then I also saw a little-known indie film called Citizen Kane today.
So you had not seen it before?
Oh, I've seen it like six
times. Oh, Jesus. Six times, you guys. How many people here tonight over 30 haven't seen it once? Yeah, I didn't need you to actually respond.
First time on the big screen, though.
Right, that's neat.
Oh, yeah.
That's very neat. Like, and you could sit there and did you annoy everyone around you? That was the first time they did rack focus! That sort of thing.
Well, I tortured Sam, my brother.
That was a terrible impression of your voice, but you know what I mean.
Totally okay.
But it was so old, it's probably all kinds. This is the first time they ever used a car in a movie. Jesse knows, he knows everything about fucking movies.
There's a ton of firsts in Citizen Kane, for sure, because he did a lot of really interesting things. Or maybe a lot of firsts for, like, you know, he's maybe stole it from somewhere else, but first in the American, you know, a movie made in the good old US of A. Although we started movies, I learned that the other day. Michael Moore taught me that it's the biggest and best homegrown industry that America has. Cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah, a French word. What are you looking forward to seeing, Jesse?
Pistol Shrimps, I'm going to see that later today. Folk Here and Funny Guy, I'm going to see too, so covering a lot of ground that you've already done. Just everything here really seems great. Just great movies.
Right? That's their slogan. Yeah.
Jesse's like a brand ambassador for them.
Let's open it up to the floor for a second. Is someone, raise your hand if you've seen a bad movie at this festival. Like a movie you hated. Right? At this festival ever, not just this year, because it's only the second day. I mean, I have too. I didn't like that thing about the pigeon on the windowsill or whatever it was called last year. It was fucking creepy as hell. But I get why people like it, because it was fucking creepy as hell. But I was just like, no, thank you.
Oh, I walked out of Creep 2 years ago.
Right, but that we talked about that. It was at midnight, and it has a lot of scenes where Mark Duplass just jumps out at you.
Yeah, it's very startling.
It's very startling. It's like too late to be startled.
This is what that movie is. Hey! And the other guy in the movie is like, what? And then everyone in the audience is like, hey, what? Holy shit. It was like 1 in the morning. I was stoned. I was like, this is not what I need right now. I get it. You can make a movie for a nickel, but stop scaring me.
And I think we had to get up and do the 9:30 a.m. comedy panel the next day. So that
I think that's why I told you I was leaving.
You bailed on it, yeah.
I didn't want to tell you I was leaving because it was too scary. Oh, I got an early day, Doug. Will you walk me back to the hotel real quick? No, unrelated.
I eventually saw the whole thing, but I left eventually that night too because I was tired of every time they went, hey, I'd get woken up. So I was like, I gotta see this under better circumstances. So I watched it in my lap on Netflix as soon as it came out. But it's a fun movie. Creep, if you haven't seen it. So you raised your hand about you saw one that you hated. What's the one you hated? You're the guy that got up here one time, right?
Yes.
You're the guy that replaced owner Tuchel when he was drunk. So, Amy, if you get too drunk tonight, this guy's ready to take your place on stage.
Do you want to come up and take my place right now?
You gotta get drunk first. What are you drinking? Water?
Water.
Yeah, there you go.
So can
you,
I have some
you have to stay.
No.
My.
Several years ago, a movie called Helen and Joy, and it was.
7 years ago? You have to go back 7 years of Traverse City? You come every year?
Actually, that was probably like 8 or 9 years ago.
8 or 9 years ago, out of a festival that's existed 12 years, you had one movie that you didn't care for. Called what again?
Helen and Joy.
Hell and Enjoy?
Helen.
Helen?
Yeah.
And Joy?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was not joyful.
Not joyful.
How about
was
Helen?
It Helen? Jesse and I racing to that joke.
It must have been really bad, though.
Him
to remember 9 years later, I can't remember the name of the movie I saw at 3 o'clock today.
I can't remember the name of the pigeon stood still on the window while somebody ate a sandwich. I can't remember. It was like something about wondering about their existence, right? You know what I'm talking about. See, he says the whole thing right there. Pigeon sat on a branch reflecting on existence. And guess what? There's not a fucking pigeon in that movie. There's not a branch in that movie. But if you want to see an innocent monkey get shocked and tortured, check it out.
Oh, wait, I do want to see that. I don't want to watch fucking pigeons do shit, but if they're fucking with monkeys, I'm in.
It's a really weird movie. Like, every scene in the movie just takes place from, like, one angle, and they just sort of act out the whole scene, and then it goes to the next scene, and most of the scenes are just make no sense whatsoever. Also, it's Scandinavian. Why I had to throw that in there. Now it's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin! Amy, you will soon notice, and we can go ahead and you can bring the house lights up a little bit, thank you, that people brought really fun name tags because they want you to pick one, and they want you to play on their behalf in our movie trivia games. And they just start yelling out shit. A lot of the people are very polite, but some of you just keep yelling. So Amy and Jeff, Jesse's already got one, but pick whoever you'd like to play for, and while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after this message. Hey everybody, today's episode is brought to you in part by Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. For less than $20 a month, you get 4 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. Make sure to head to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription. Loot Crate is more than just a subscription service. It's an entire community of fans that share their experience and interact with each other around the unboxing of each month's crate. And they guarantee $40 plus in value in every crate. Sometimes it's a lot more. Every month there's a different theme and all the items are curated around that theme. Previous crates have included items from franchises like Star Wars, Marvel, The Walking Dead, The Legend of Zelda, and many more. From bad guys doing good things for the wrong reason to good guys with questionable tactics, August is the perfect time to explore the anti-hero. Walk the hero-villain line with this 100% exclusive collection of items from DC Comics, Archer, Dark Horse, and Kill Bill that includes 2 great collectibles, a wearable, and of course our monthly tea. And don't forget about the pin! Remember, you have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on your new subscription today. Back to the show!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car.
That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back. Jeff Tate, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Marianne the Hendersons. Marianne is her name. The Henderson. Marianne the Henderson.
Yeah, and she turned you. Why'd the house lights go up now? She turned you into a Sasquatch?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't difficult. I have the. It doesn't take much.
All right, very good.
Yeah. Marianne the Hendersons. I like the way that her name made the "and" part also.
All right, who you got there, Amy?
I got Jen Menji.
Jen Menji, like Jumanji, but she put Jen in there.
Yep.
Very clever.
Hey.
Do you like? Why'd you pick that? Do you like that movie?
No.
It's no Road Trip.
It isn't.
No. I love that movie. They're making a new Jumanji, I guess.
Are they?
Yeah, we'll see how that works out. But you can go ahead.
Only girls this time.
Paul keeps directing.
And girl animals, too.
They're all girls.
Just lady animals.
Yeah.
You can put it down on the floor if you'd like, or the stage, I should say. And Jesse, what do you got?
I got Bach to the Future.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. There's a action figure of Johann Sebastian Bach on the top, and there's a little sticker of me there. And then Jeff's face is over Marty McFly's face. There's a big poster of Back to the Future. And then Doug's here right near the DeLorean. And then, I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Matt.
Matt's sitting over here right in the middle of the flames, cheering maniacally. So it looks really cool, and I just thought it'd be fun.
You're right, it is fun.
Yeah.
It's just, I've never quite seen anything like it. It's like a banner, but it's also got an action figure and...
Uh-oh. I don't want to hold it.
It just looks like if you go out on a windy day, you have a kite on your hands.
Yeah, that's me.
If you have a really small pirate ship, like, you're going to be great. Like, this could, like, get you home. Yeah.
You're laughing like a pirate.
It's like a book.
Shiver me timbers. It's February in Traverse City. All right, you guys. We got to play these games. Holy shit, we're running behind schedule. I'll try to explain them to you the best I can, Amy, but keep in mind that whoever wins tonight, the person they're playing for is only going to get a signed copy of Bridesmaids.
They're going to love it.
It's not. They're going to be happy to have it, but it's no big deal.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't get the memo.
I wasn't trying to, like... I was just saying that that's the best thing in the prize bag.
Hey!
I think this stuff is pretty great.
My album's pretty good. I mean, I shit on...
You think your album is better than Bridesmaids?
You do?
It has the same shitting on the street track as Bridesmaids.
All right, the first game we're going to play is called Characters Welcome. And in this game, Amy, you just use your microphone and answer as often as you like. I'm going to start naming characters played by a famous actor. And you can guess as often as you want. And the first contestant who guesses the right actor wins the game. What actor has played a character named Sandra?
Amy Smart.
I don't think I'd try to sneak by her the names of all the characters she played. Would you recognize them? Are there characters you played that you couldn't remember the name of your character?
Possibly.
Yeah, right?
I picked.
Because sometimes it's just a first name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't remember them all, but you definitely never played a Sandra.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay, so you're good.
Okay.
Who also played Sky King Waitress? Sky King Waitress. I'll give you another one. The guy in the audience just said Jesse. I don't even know what he was hoping would happen. who also played Nico, the goth girl?
Ally Sheedy.
This is a motion picture. Good guess. This is a motion picture where somebody played Nico, the goth girl, and then she also played Dee Dee in a movie. Also a character named Megan.
Is it Amy Smart?
Why do you think I would say no to you the first time and then change my mind? You know what, Jeff? You are right.
No, he's not.
What about... No, he's not. What about... You never played a goth girl in anything? What about Abby Yates? Does that help anybody? A character named Abby Yates?
Aubrey Plaza.
No.
Kat Dennings. Julia Roberts.
No, if you're just going to just rattle off names, I'm going to turn off your microphone. Who also played Michelle Darnell? Somebody in the audience knows it or sat on something.
Oh, Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy's the correct answer. Jesse did it. We almost pounded. I wasn't intending to pound, but you went for the pound, so I gave you the pound.
And Colin probably did.
Yeah, she played Michelle Darnell in the most recent one of her more recent movies, The Boss. And I was going to go on to say Susan Cooper from Spy, Cece Pincus from the movie Pumpkin, and then of course she was Tammy in the movie Tammy. I figured worst case scenario, if I got to Tammy, you guys would start guessing.
No bridesmaids.
Yeah, she was in Bridesmaids. She played Megan.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My bad.
I would not, with a gun to my head, could not tell you the names of the girls in Bridesmaids. As much as I enjoy that movie.
I am dying to know what movie she was a goth girl in.
Well, I'll tell you because I wrote it down. The Life of David Gale.
Oh, what?
Starring Kevin Spacey the titular role. Oh. Yeah, and she was Sky King waitress in Disney's The Kid with Bruce Willis. Yeah, she's had some interesting roles, and she's great, and I like her. All right, let's play another game, but Jesse gets to go first because he won that game. Let's play ABCD's Nuts! It's not as horrible as it sounds, Amy. That was, sounds like an incredibly sexist thing's about to happen, but that's just a silly name for a spelling game. The Democratic National Convention is happening as we speak, so I thought it'd be fun to spell out DNC convention. So we'll start with Jesse. So your letter is D, and then we'll go to Jeff, and then to you, Amy. And you just when it gets to your letter in DNC convention, you just have to name any movie that begins with that letter, any movie at all. Sounds easier than it is. And if you say the movie that I wrote down in advance on this piece of paper, if you match me, you win this game automatically. Start with you, Jesse.
Dazed and Confused.
The letter is D.
Sorry.
Dazed and Confused is correct. I went with DC Cab. Yeah. Jeff? N is your letter. DNC convention. The letter N.
Nightcrawler.
I like that movie. I went with National Treasure.
Yeah.
C is the next letter, Amy. Any movie that begins with C. You can't say the C word because that begins with T.
How about Carrie?
Yes, that's a good one. They made it twice. Either one would qualify. I went with Charlie Wilson's War.
That's good.
We're back to you, Jesse, with the next C.
Charlie Bartlett.
Oh, that's good. I went with Clear and Present Danger. Hmm. Oh, Jeff, bring it home.
Wait.
I'm concentrating. I'm sending the vibes to you.
DNC convention.
Oh, got it.
National Convention.
Oh!
That's my answer. Oh.
Oh, yeah. The high school version of Othello. Was Mekhi Phifer in that?
He was, yeah.
Thank you, Jesse.
I really like Mekhi Phifer.
But why does the rabbit character, why does Eminem's character mention Mekhi Phifer in a rap when he's buddies with a guy played by Mekhi Phifer who has a different name? You can't answer that. What's happening, Jeff?
I am,
explaining?
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, I guess. Explaining. Yeah, I mean.
Sorry.
No, it's all good. I went for the letter O, I went with Olympus Has Fallen.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah. So we're back to you, Amy. We just need an N word. The title, it begins with the letter N. Just start to say, like,
Never ending story.
What?
Never ending story.
I like it. It's probably the never ending story, but I'll take it.
Can you take it? Thanks. Just take it.
I'll take it. I went with National Treasure Book of Secrets. V's the next letter, Jesse.
Taken.
V?
Oh, V. Oh, my bad, my bad. Sorry. V for Vendetta. I thought you said T. My bad. Sorry.
It's okay. Sometimes it feels like kind of a contravention. I went with... Kant doesn't mean anything, you guys. You don't have to read anything into it.
Philosopher.
Yeah. I went with Videodrome. And the reason I chose that movie, because it doesn't fit in with all the others, is because it's set in Toronto, and I'll be there doing Doug Loves Movies on Thursday, August 4th. E is the next letter, Jeff. You got this. I think you're going to nail it.
Enter the Dragon.
This is a great movie, but...
I figured out the pattern, but I...
Yeah, right. So that's why I went with Elvis and Nixon.
Yeah.
Another N. You got another N, Amy.
Nowhere Land?
Nowhere Land?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Thanks.
I went with Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian. T, Jesse.
Taken two.
Oh. I went with The Omen. Gregory Peck is the president in that, right? All right. I, Jeff.
I know what you did last summer. To the Traverse City Music Festival.
Mm-hmm. We were both here last summer.
Yeah.
In the Line of Fire. Yeah. Now, Amy has to try the letter O.
Wait, did you say Othello?
No. That's been made into a movie a bunch of times.
I'm saying Othello.
And it's also a great board game. I went with Owning Mahoney. And again, it doesn't fit the theme. It's just it also takes place in Toronto, where I'll be on August 4th. And Jesse, I have great confidence in you to bring home, after DC Cab, National Treasure... In the Line of Fire, you get what's happening here. Give me that final N for the win.
I'm sorry, Nowhere Boy?
Oh, can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it just Nixon?
Yes. Yeah, straight up Nixon. So nobody won, so let's just call it a night.
All right, divvy up that bag, everybody.
No, we got time for more game action. You guys good? Is everybody good? We're going to play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? And this is a fun game because I'm going to say to you, Jesse, you'll start us off, and then we'll go to Amy and then to Jeff. I'm going to say to Jesse a tagline from a motion picture. That's the line on the poster or something the ads say. And Jesse gets to guess first. If he can't get it, it'll move over to you, Amy. What movie has the tagline, "Prepare to be liberated"?
A Bridge Too Far?
No.
Sounds about right.
Good guess, though. Amy?
Independence Day, yeah.
Another great guess, but no.
I like how confident you were.
Jeff?
Braddock, missing in action.
It's a film that I'm very excited to see again here at this festival. The festival's founder, Michael Moore, directed it. It's called Where to Invade Next. Yeah, there was a chance he was going to be a guest tonight, so I was going to try to slip that by him. Jesse, we'll start with you for the next one. It takes a hero to know what's worth winning.
Rudy.
I honestly had to look at it. No.
Remember the Titans?
That's a great guess. It's not correct.
Damn.
Jeff?
Is it Varsity Blues?
That is correct!
You did not! Yeah, do you want to come up here?
Did you know it too?
No.
No, he didn't know it. But I guess it doesn't matter because Jeff took it down. How'd you like being in that? That movie's like a real like cult classic, Amy.
Yeah, it was great. It was fun to be in.
Yeah? Everybody's, yeah. You're like still like you have like get-togethers with all the Varsity Blues gang?
Well,
not all of them.
Not all
they
of
come
them.
To the su- they come here in the summer with you and hang out.
Have talk to the beak.
Have
I do.
Yeah. Do you ever say I don't want your life? You ever call him up and say James, I don't want your life.
Yeah. You got to have that pause in there. I don't know why you're trying to make him sound black, but. I don't want your creek, but thing is,
Pacey.
What?
No, he just said that a lot in that show. Pacey.
But, yeah, he said another character's name. Yeah, that's true. Not as much as Sheriff Rick says, where's Carl? All right, here's a crazy tagline. We'll start with Jesse again. A movie had a tagline, it's good.
Citizen Kane.
No. No. Nope, 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 nope. Amy?
Really? That's the tagline?
That's the tagline. It's good.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
It's good. It's good.
It's good.
Jeff?
It's good. Fuck. For some reason, I thought she was right, so I stopped thinking.
That was a really good answer.
Is it that movie Dick? That'd be a fun tagline for Dick.
No, it's a movie called Road Trip.
Wow.
Isn't that weird that that was the tagline?
Tag
it's
one?
Good.
Do you still talk to the guys from that? Do you ever call up the guy that was like...
Tom Green?
Yeah, you ever call up Tom Green and go, I don't want your life.
I don't want your fingers. Freddie, here's the thing. That is another, you must have a handful of movies that are just on like TBS and stuff all the time. Like, do you ever like, as like just a parlor game, just turn on the TV and then people in the room will be like, why, how'd you know you were going to be on TV?
Oh, this is embarrassing. I also lost the remote. Is that cool? Is this cool, guys? Is this okay? The TV came on and I just dropped. It's gone. Like, you guys want to watch, it just started.
All the time.
I'm sorry, I just don't get, you know, people who have been in a ton of movies on the show that much, so when I do, I see if I can sneak some stuff.
I've seen Outside Providence 40 times, and I've never seen Citizen Kane.
That's honest. That's the first thing Jeff said to me when I said that you were going to be on, Amy, is he's like, I can't wait to ask her about Outside Providence. Do you get a lot of that?
I do, actually.
People love Outside Providence?
Yeah, they do.
That's crazy. That's not that crazy. It's a good movie. I like the movie.
Classic.
That guy gets the letter, and then the principal goes, you got a letter from Drugs? And he goes, Delaney? And the guy goes, do you know a lot of people named Drugs? It's so funny. It's a good movie. You guys check it out. Outside Providence. It's a Farrelly Brothers movie, but with no shit jokes. Very rare.
That's one way to describe it. All right, Jesse, we're back to you. He was dead, but he got better.
The Passion of the Christ.
Hey, Amy, can we get you, like, a beer or something?
Yes, please.
What, do you have a kind that you like?
No.
Okay. Just somebody bring Amy a random beer.
Just a random beer would be great.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. What do you think, Amy? It's not what Jesse said.
Say that again?
He was dead, but he got better.
Dead awake?
Is that something you're in?
Yeah.
That seems to fit perfectly, but that's not it.
Jeff.
That's not the answer. Jeff?
Are you just talking about that guy on Justified that got shot and she thought it was her, but then it turned out to be him? Like, is it from a movie? Or
way to work that in.
Wow.
The chief, the marshal chief, the number one example of why you shouldn't follow people on Twitter. If you like them on a show. Boy, that guy's a maniac. Oh.
There you go.
Thank you.
Let's hear it for beer. She's drinking a beer, you guys. It's about to get crazy.
Woo.
Did you guess something?
Nice. Oh. It really got crazy. It's all excited right now.
They did run it out here, so that's why it's overflowing. Okay, Jeff, do you have a guess?
I was going to say...
Oh, you were saying Justified, that's
yeah.
Right.
Season 5.
He was dead, but he got better. That's the tagline from Crank High Voltage.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
And another Amy Smart classic.
I'm just waiting for you to do the tagline for Scotland, PA. It's going to be great.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow, I'm up here with a bunch of nerds.
I like that one a lot. It was a fun film.
Macbeth, based on Macbeth.
Yeah, I watched it in school.
Wow, really?
Yeah. My teacher was kind of weird. Good taste, though. Very good taste.
Did you like...
When you think of the movies that have been based on Macbeth, you know, it's like, Kurosawa made one, Laurence Olivier, here's one by Billy Morrison. All right, cool. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, I understood two words in that
sentence. Yeah. That was a tough one to follow, but...
It was when you went, here you go, and I was like, oh, I got that. He's accepting something.
All right, let's do one more. Jesse?
Yeah.
He loves her, she loves him not.
Oh, God.
Jeff is so excited.
You are going to win tonight, buddy.
I don't think this one's going to get to you, Jeff.
I know.
You got anything, Jesse?
She loves him not. I'm going to say... I don't know. Sorry, pass. Lolita the musical, I don't know.
Lolita?
Sorry.
Lolita would fit, I think, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amy?
Just Friends?
That's correct.
Yeah. Preston and Steve, those Philadelphia radio guys, photoshopped my face onto that poster a lot. I apparently look like a fat Ryan Reynolds.
And, you mean Fryin' Reynolds?
Yeah. I look like the flashback scenes in Just Friends. Well, when I was younger.
Not right now, no.
Yeah, not now. Like 6 months.
You're between fat Ryan Reynolds and thin Ryan Reynolds now.
Yeah. I'm like trying to get that fat suit off.
Yeah. You're doing great.
I do ski in jeans. Which is a joke from that movie. Yeah. You guys don't like movies? What are you doing here?
That movie. That's one of those movies that if it's on cable and I land on it, especially, you know, HBO style cable where they don't cut anything out, I'll just watch it every time. It's one of my favorite comedies ever. Yeah, I love it. Come on, Just Friends, you guys. I mean, it's a shame that Ryan Reynolds didn't really go on to do anything.
Or just get fatter. Like, just get fatter, dude. And then I could just look like Ryan Reynolds.
Maybe this is a leading question, Amy, but who's your favorite, like, on-screen romance man? Who'd you like the most?
I think, well...
Jeff has a guess.
It's gotta be Timothy Olyphant.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he's very handsome.
We love him.
He's
jawline
very
solid. Also, you got
good
a
eyes.
Weed.
Yeah.
On it.
Yeah.
Lantern. He's got a fucking lantern jaw.
He's got a great hat on that shirt.
Wow, you're really into Timothy Olyphant.
I'm a Timothy Olyphant.
He was in the movie Go, and Melissa McCarthy was in it briefly, and her character was named Sandra. That's where that was from earlier. Yeah. All right, so we're going to call Jeff the winner of that game, and we're going to play one more game. Is that cool? We're doing all right on time. You're going to love this, Amy, because in this next game, mm-hmm. Jen Manji, the person who you picked, right. Is going to be your lifeline. And you can go. If you need help with an answer, you can go to Jen Manji once.
Okay.
Yeah. And Jeff can go to.
It's over there somewhere. No, right there. Right there. That lady. Marianne. Marianne Henderson.
The name tag's on the ground right next to you.
Yeah, behind me. It's behind me.
All right. So her name's Marianne?
Marianne Henderson.
Okay. And Jesse, you can go to Bach. Yeah.
We got this.
You think you'll be of help to him? He hopes so. He's sitting real casual. A few people wrote to me on Twitter today saying, I've got the perfect name for Last Man Stanton, and so that's what we're going to play is Little Last Man Stanton. And... in this game, Amy, I'll tell her, Jesse, don't worry about it. He's trying to help her out. He's quite the gentleman. In this game, we're going to get someone in the audience who I've pre-selected is going to tell us the name of an actor or actress. I'm hoping for an actress because that's the sort of women is the theme of this festival this year. And thanks again to Amy for being a woman on this stage.
Happy to represent.
Yeah, because if you weren't here, I just would have got Jesse's brother Sam to come up here, and it would have been all dudes. So we're going to take turns naming movies that this person, man or woman, has been in. If you can't think of one, you're out, but you do get one lifeline. And I like to play along on this one. That's why I don't know what the name is going to be yet. Is there somebody in the audience tonight named Dirty Vicker?
Yeah, right here.
Well, that's you. Oh, my God. Such a super fan. That I thought your name looked familiar, Dirty Vicker, but I wasn't sure. But what do you got in mind for us tonight?
Well,
Liam Neeson.
When you heard me say, I hope it's a woman, you just went, you know what? Liam Neeson is such a great name that I'm just going to plow ahead and say Liam Neeson.
Liam is male backwards. I just realized that. Like, it's the word male, but backwards. Yeah, like male. Like mailman.
Do you know why he's called that?
Nope.
Because he always delivers. Especially if the package you're waiting for is death. All right, so who do we say we're starting with? Jeff. Jeff, we'll start with you, and then we're coming to you, Amy. So you have to think of a Liam Neeson movie. And he's made a few. He's made a few movies.
Do you know who Liam Neeson is?
Yes, I do.
She knows who he is. Yeah.
Taken.
Shit.
Well, it's not that bad, because, I mean, you could say any movie that's got Liam Neeson in it. You just have to make sure you say the title right.
Yeah, I know.
So far we've got Taken.
Taken 2.
Yeah. Jesse?
Taken 3.
Did you just do a Liam Neeson voice?
I did. It's my very particular set of skills, Doc.
I'm going to hunt down your family and I'm going to explain Godard to him.
Well, you see, he started in 1960 with Prevacid.
I'm going to go with a movie of his that I saw recently that is one of my favorite Liam Neeson movies ever, Run All Night. It's really good, you guys, if you haven't seen it. Jeff?
Nonstop.
Schindler's List.
I almost said, who did he play in that? But I thought better of it, because it's not the kind of movie you want to make jokes about. Jesse, I apologize to you in advance that there has not yet been a Schindler's List 2. So you're going to have to... I'd like to follow up on Schindler, see what he's up to.
There's also Schindler's Fist, where he's trying to find his...
Oh, no!
Did you say Schindler's Fist? You motherfucker!
But then he said he's trying to find his daughter. I don't think he meant it sexually, Jeff.
No.
He meant like Schindler's an action hero.
Yeah, no, I know, but...
Not a person that puts his entire fist inside of a willing or unwilling individual.
He's so perfectly earnest and accidentally, like, that was crazy dirty. But he didn't...
He wasn't
Schindler's
going for
fist,
it.
There's one person on the planet who could say Schindler's Fist and not mean it the way everyone thought you meant it. Your fucking parents didn't think you meant that.
I don't know. The Pasternak's are pretty cool.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, who knows what they thought. All right, so that's what you're going with. Oh, no, wait.
Can I say something?
Yeah,
a million, your turn. A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Boy, the right answers really bring the room to a halt. Jesus, guys.
I was watching that movie and what's his name? Doogie Howser showed up and I was like, a million ways to die in a vest. All right, so we're still on Liam Neeson. I'll go with The Gray. Yeah. That's a movie where, right when he's about to fight wolves, they cut to the end credits. And you go, I paid to see wolf fighting. What the fuck? JF? Don't forget you have a lifeline.
No, I know.
Before you say something you regret.
Oh, too late.
I've said a lot of things.
Hang on. No, a walk among the tombstones. A walk among the tombstones.
Yeah, you pulled that one out.
Yeah, it was confusing.
Good
it's
job.
Difficult.
Amy, you want to use your lifeline?
Love Actually?
Yes!
Love Actually.
Apologies for assuming you were tapping out. You pulled a Love Actually. That's a great one. That hit, those scenes with him and that little kid are my least favorite part of that movie. Little kid thinks he's going to have a romance with an adult woman. It's ridiculous. Jesse?
Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace.
Yeah! Yeah. Full title and everything. I'm going to write down Epi 1, though, because I'm lazy. I'm going to go with Kinsey.
About a professor from Indiana University.
Enough with the sex jokes, Jesse.
Yeah, where would Schindler's Fist rate on the Kinsey scale? That's the smartest joke I've ever made. And I'm not... Did I do it right? Yeah. I've only, like, heard of the Kinsey scale. I don't really know what it means. Just hoping it worked. Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to say The Deadpool.
What?
Dirty Harry movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Lifeline.
All right. Where's your lifeline at? Where's Jen at? Jen, do you have one?
The Lego movie?
The Lego movie? That's what you want to say?
Yeah.
Do you agree with that, Amy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. He's a voice in the Lego movie.
Still standing.
He plays good cop, bad cop, and it's very, very entertaining. I'm going to go with a less entertaining.
Wait, isn't Jesse still in?
Yeah.
But hear mine first. See if you want it. Go, Jesse.
All right. Batman Begins.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm going to go with... Nell.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Nell with Jodie Foster.
No.
Going full R.
Yeah. Chickabee. 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 That's the word she says a lot, right? That's the only word the wolves knew, so she learned how to say it. Chickabee.
Wolves know how to say Chickabee?
Apparently, she could only say one word when she got found.
Do you think that's what Liam Neeson says to the wolves before, right when the credits start to roll in the gray?
Yeah. Like, that's why he doesn't kill all those wolves in the gray, because he thinks they're
the
ones.
He's just like, Chickabee.
It's like, he keeps trying to get them closer, like, where's Nell? Where'd she go? She ran away. I want to find her. She has an amazing recipe for homemade pudding. I can't quite recreate it. I only know about Nell from Norm Macdonald's Weekend Update jokes from when I was in high school. I've never seen the movie. However, I will say a Liam Neeson movie called Rob Roy.
Rob Roy.
Yeah.
Great movie, great drink.
Rob Roy.
Rob Roy. That better not be one of those ones where he's not in it. You slipped it by me.
No, he's in it for sure.
Tim Roth is in it too?
I don't... Yeah. Tim Roth, for sure. No, wait.
Jessica Lange.
Liam Neeson's in it, right?
All right, yeah. All right.
I don't know nothing about this Tim Roth.
Settle down, you guys. There's other actors in it with him, right?
Yeah.
Rob Roy, a solo performance. So Amy, you used your lifeline already, so you're might be in a pickle.
A little pickle.
Unless you can think of
He's
like
in
maybe
pickle. Just kidding.
Maybe a sequel to one of the movies we've already mentioned might work.
Yeah, you think so?
Or you never worked with
Star Wars?
You never worked with him?
I didn't. I would love to work with him.
For reals?
For reals.
All right.
How do you feel about getting kidnapped in a movie?
We'll put it out there.
I'll get taken.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will.
One of the great victim roles.
He'll tell you.
Being related to Liam Neeson in a Taken movie.
Another Star Wars?
Oh, I wish there was one called that.
Me too.
Star Wars 1, Star Wars 2, another Star Wars, and Star Wars 3,
another,
and another Star Wars. And then the Force Awakens should have been called Star Wars is Back.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
New and improved Star Wars.
But you, I'll let you have it.
No.
No.
Did you give her one, Jeff?
No. I gave her 3, and she won't say any of them.
He's got 3. He can afford it.
Satisfaction.
With Julia Roberts.
And Justine Bateman.
Yeah, you I've said that like a total creep.
No way.
You said that like you're about to go, hey!
Hey! Hey! I'm a creep! Hey!
Jesse, you still haven't used your Bach.
I don't want to... yep, I got a couple more, though.
Okay.
No disrespect to you, I'm sure you know.
I hope the one you say will help me, because I'm running out.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Okay.
I told you I was a mortal person.
Did you just say a line he says in the movie?
Yeah.
What is it again?
I told you I was a mortal person.
Oh, okay.
Was that what?
Well,
just say it like with the regular voice.
I told you I was a mortal Bruce. It's a reference to the fact that in the comics his character's immortal, but in the movie he's not immortal, but...
Oh, yeah, I just didn't understand you. I don't care. I also think it's hilarious that Batman's real name is Bruce. Like, that's real, like Bruce works in HR, but somehow he's Batman in the Batman universe. I told you I was immortal, Bruce.
I'm trying to think of the one. Don't say, audience, if you know it. But there's a movie where Liam Neeson is Diane Keaton's boyfriend, and her kid sees his naked penis, and asks him about it, and he tells him a story, something about like this penis has a certain set of skills, and then it's pretty fairly innocent, but it's still just this guy's. You know, that's just dating the mom, showing off his penis to a little kid, and then the rest of the movie is just about a court trial or whatever. He gets in a lot of trouble over that misunderstanding. Did you show that child your penis? Yes, I did. But you know, you can't. It's no arguing that. I can't think of what it's called, so I'm gonna tap out because we, in the interest of time. Because Jeff's still got more.
Lifeline.
What? You were lying when you said you had 3 more? You had was satisfaction?
No, I have a couple more.
You just want to use your lifeline before they tap out.
Yeah.
Smart play. Good work.
I'm sorry?
What?
Krull.
Krull?
Krull? Yeah, all right.
K-R-U-L-L?
Yeah.
Krull?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's a movie, but I didn't know he was in it.
Well, it's a movie that stars Liam Neeson.
All right. Well, the corrections department's going to be really annoyed if he's not in it. Amy?
I'm tapped out.
You're all done?
I'm all done.
You did great, though.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Jesse?
Clash of the Titans?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Jeff?
Oh, you're out?
That's what I said a little while ago.
Yeah, no, I know. There's a lot going on up here.
It's really complicated. There's a blue light over there. It looks like a train is headed towards us. It's very scary.
No, I had one, and then the
whole
thing
happened.
Oh,
they just drop out, don't they?
Yeah,
it's no big deal getting beaten by a 20-year-old.
No, I don't think that.
You're used to it.
All right, I'm going to... God damn it. No, hang on.
You didn't recognize the one I was describing?
It's the fucking the K-19 Widowmaker. Yeah, he's in that one.
What's it called again?
K-19 Widowmaker.
What's it called again?
K-19 The Widowmaker.
That's correct. Directed by a woman. The only one to win the Best Picture, Best Director Oscar, Kathryn Bigelow. Jesse?
Lifeline?
Excalibur.
Excalibur, he says. Do you agree with that?
I do, yeah.
All right, Excalibur. Again, I'm taking your word for it. Yeah, okay. He doesn't play the title character. That's a sword. I've got a certain set of swords.
They could be yours for 4 easy payments.
What else, Jeff?
Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Right?
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, I just was worried I'd mess up the title. That's why I didn't try for it.
Well, I would just wait.
Because also, you know, it's hard to remember which one's, like, if he's in all... Anyway, Jesse?
Especially those first 3, because they all suck.
If you only hear his voice, does it count?
Yeah.
Oh, Star Wars Episode 2, Attack of the Clones.
There you go. That's what I was worried about. I didn't know if you heard him or saw him in that one at all.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Or a motherfucker. What if you only see him, but you don't hear his voice? Does that count?
Yes.
Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, the re-release has him digitally inserted at the end with the old, with the young Anakin and the Yoda.
I refuse to accept that.
Why?
The re-release?
Yeah, there's the remastered version that has a...
Right, that was like for home video or whatever, right? Or DVD. It was in the theater! I was the one who went! I'm the sucker. Do you have another one, Jesse?
Did I already say Gangs of New York?
No.
Gangs of New York!
Back to you, Jeff, smarty pants. What else was he added into later?
Which one of those fucking super boring Merchant Ivory movies was he in? Is it the one with the staircase or the one with the lake?
I don't know, man.
That's,
I'm still trying to think of that Diane Keaton movie.
What happens in that one?
He shows his penis.
Okay. Is it Howard's End? Is that the one he's in?
That's not the one where he shows his penis. That's the one where he shows his butt.
Yeah, he shows his butt in Howard's End. I win.
So you're just guessing Howard's End?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's wrong.
It probably is. I'm totally fine with it being done.
Yeah. Does Jesse have another one? Really just rub it in?
Normally, I wouldn't do that to Jeff even if I had one, but...
I'm just kidding. Come on, man. I would totally rub it in if I still had some left.
See if he was in Howard's End.
He's not in Howard's End. But if he is...
Oh, okay. Good point. How big of a part do you think he has? Because I'm about 20 actors deep. Was he just added to the digital remaster? Yeah, I don't see him. And no one in the audience is backing that claim up at all. No one wants a piece of that.
Was it Remains of the Day?
Yeah. No, well, I'm not going to look and see if it's another one. You guessed that one, and it's wrong.
I'm out,
so Jesse Pasternak is our winner!
You won one, buddy.
Now, Amy, here's the really sad part, because we play this game on the show all the time, and then when we all run out of answers, the audience tells us all the ones we missed, and it's embarrassing. What did we miss? Chronicles of Narnia? Is he the voice of the lion?
Yeah.
A-Team, the A-Team.
A-Team, guys!
That's right, he's Hannibal. What?
Unknown.
Ted
2? Unknown.
Ted 2. I thought he might be in a Ted. The Other Man? That's what that was called? Oh. The Good Mother is what it was called. Yo, yeah. He's been set straight already. The Good Mother. Yeah, I kept thinking of Good Wife with Jennifer Aniston. I couldn't get the right title. All right, so congratulations to Bach. You win all the prizes.
Just so you don't get nailed on Twitter, that the Jennifer Aniston is called the Good Girl and the Good Wife.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I always get that wrong, too. Good Wife is Juliana Margulies. So do you want your name tag back there, Bach? There you go. That's all of that's got to be valuable to somebody. Let's start down here with you, Jeff. What do you got to plug going out here at the end?
August 8th, 9th, and 10th, I'm at the North Bar in Chicago with Emma Arnold doing our Good Cop, Bug Cop shows, 8, 9, and 10. The 9th is at 10:30 because it's my birthday and I'm going to a Cubs game. And then the 12th, I'm at Flat 12 in Indianapolis. And the 24th of August, I'm in Columbus at the Arch City Comedy Festival. Maybe it's not the 24th. It's whatever weekend is that weekend, the Arch City Comedy Festival. And September 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, I'm in and around Denver.
Amy, when does, besides here at the festival, Friday at 6 o'clock,
yeah.
Where else can people see this movie?
I don't know yet.
It's not scheduled to be released yet?
I think it is, but I don't know the release date yet.
All right. Sister Cities.
Sister Cities.
And anything else you got coming out?
I did a film earlier this year called American Brawler. And it's about Chuck the Brawler, based on Stallone, based on the original Rocky, Chuck Wepner.
Okay.
I play his second wife. So that hopefully will come out early next year.
How many wives did he have?
Two.
Oh, okay.
I played his,
you play his best wife.
Wife, his yeah. best wife. Yeah.
That's cool.
The good wife.
The wife that made
Does
him
she have kids? Is she a good mother?
What?
Nothing. Jesse, what do you got coming up?
Well,
gotta go back to school.
In a couple months.
Turn 21.
Yeah.
Do some Jaeger bombs.
Well, I've also got a film, short film in production. It'll be my fourth. If you want to see my other work, one of them is called Love at Last Bite. The other's called Math as a Second Language. You can follow me on Twitter at Jesse Pasternak. And I'm also write for the Indiana Daily Student if you want to see what I think about pop culture.
I love it.
Thank you.
One more time for all of my guests, Jeff Tate, Amy Smart, and Jesse Pasternak. What a nice group. Very pleasant people. You can stay or go, it's cool. And as always, my kids are shitheads, but I really, really love them. My kids. And my cat. What is all this my shit? You know I have to read it, right? My cat, for pissing on my sandies this morning, is a shithead.
Thanks again to our pals at Loot Crate, the monthly subscription box service for geeks, gamers, and pop culture nerds. From bad guys doing good things for the wrong reason to good guys with questionable tactics, August is the perfect time to explore the anti-hero. Walk the hero/villain line with this 100% exclusive collection of items from DC Comics, Archer, Dark Horse, and Kill Bill. It includes two great collectibles, a wearable, and of course a monthly tee, and don't forget, the pin. You only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on your new subscription today.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.
Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile and get fiber-powered internet at home and unbeatable 5G reliability on the go. So whether you're playing a game at home,
yes, goal,
or attending one live,
goal,
you can do more without spending more. Learn how to save at cox.com/internet. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial cable. Cox Mobile runs on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability as measured by Ookla LLC in the U.S. 2H 2023. Results may vary, not an endorsement. Other restrictions apply.